Hello, and welcome to the Podketeer podcast, featuring neat stories about the cool toys your mother tossed out. Now, without further ado, from just inside the Enchanted Kingdom, here's your host, Mark Tanner.
Hello, and welcome to Episode 6 of Podketeer for November the 12th, 2007. This is an open letter to Disney management. This has been an interesting couple of weeks, with stories surfacing from several countries that they are building their own Disneyland-type parks. What this will do to Disney park attendance is unknown, but it can't help but impact it. In the long run, though, I believe it'll be harder than they realize to create a park that will approach the level of magic that Disney has achieved. There are hundreds of amusement parks with both sophisticated and carnival-type rides throughout the world. There are chains like Six Flags and Universal, and many large and small independent parks. None, not even the largest of these, have come close to the attention to detail and strength of theme that appear throughout the Disney parks. We can only hope that this path holds course. Disney management cannot rest on its laurels, or else one of these competitors may begin to close ground on them. That is something I sincerely hope I never see in my lifetime. As a nation, we have lost dominance in so many fields. The Nabiscos, the Chryslers, the Monsantos, United States Steel, and so forth, either exist in name only or are a mere shadow of their former selves. Disney, don't be foolish enough to believe it can't happen to you. You are now in the sights of these other companies. So let's make this one field America stays on top in. On today's episode, we have first day audio of the Small World Holiday Overlay, a couple of short walk and talks around Disneyland with my daughter, the cast member, and an assortment of short Disney news stories.
If you think your family is different, wait till you meet the Robinsons. Walt Disney Pictures' hilarious new animated time-traveling adventure about Lewis, a young inventor with a dream.
Hey, I did it! They're gonna love this!
But the one thing he can't invent is the family he never knew. As Lewis finds himself thrust into the unexpected realm of tomorrow, when he encounters a mysterious stranger named Wilbur.
What is this? Where are we going?
To
the future!
A future unlike anything we've ever seen, filled with unforgettable characters, classic villains, and all kinds of eye-popping exuberance from director Steve Anderson and producer Dorothy McKim.
He is on the quest in search for his family, to find his mother.
So the question for Lewis is, how far would you travel to find a family? The answer is the future.
I know, they're out there.
And that is where we meet the Robinsons.
Tokyo meets the Robinsons.
And it's a pretty eclectic group.
Why is your dog wearing glasses?
Oh, because his insurance won't pay for contacts.
They're a family of inventors, and anything goes.
Franny's a really unique character because she has taught frogs how to play and sing big band music.
Frogs?
Genetically enhanced frogs.
From time-traveling dinosaurs.
Why didn't you tell me you had a pet dinosaur?
Because we don't.
To Grandpa Bud and his problem teeth.
Yeah, my teeth. Been digging holes all day. Can't find them anywhere.
This is the future as only Disney can imagine it.
I travel now. Questions later.
Meet the Robinsons continues in the beloved Disney legacy of looking ahead to a dazzling world of tomorrow.
To live for where you're gonna go as opposed to obsessing on the things that didn't go right in the past.
Adding to the thrills, Meet the Robinsons is being presented on more than 600 screens in the revolutionary new Disney Digital 3D, with stereoscopic supervisor Phil McNally telling us,
"Something that stereoscopic films can deliver is the feeling that you really have crossed over into their world, and for a moment you get the feeling that you're sharing their experience directly."
Hey, 3D doesn't make me look fat, does it?
From director Steve Anderson comes a story about believing in yourself and the wide open future.
I have to find my family.
We'll help you, kid.
Featuring voice talent from Angela Bassett, Tom Selleck, Harlan Williams, Laurie Metcalf, and Adam West.
Pop quiz. Who have you met and what have you learned?
With an inventive score from two-time Academy Award nominee Danny Elfman and songs by the All-American Rejects, Rufus Wainwright, and Rob Thomas, as well as tracks from Jamie Cullum and the Jonas Brothers. Walt Disney Pictures invites you to meet the Robinsons and have the time travel of your life.
I've got the caffeine patch! You can stay awake for days with no side effects! Sorry.
In Hollywood, I'm Lori Lerner.
You have 937 messages, all of which are marked urgent.
Disneyland's Small World boats getting bigger to accommodate heavier riders. In the original Anaheim Disneyland, it may be a small world after all, but that world's inhabitants are getting bigger and heavier, almost by the day, so much so, that some of the rides may have to be re-engineered. This has already been scheduled for the Small World ride, which will be closed for almost a year, beginning in January 2008 for retooling. When the ride finally reopens, the flume will be an inch or so deeper, and the boats more buoyant, thus allowing for several hundred more pounds of capacity. The Small World ride must now accommodate adults who frequently weigh north of 200 pounds, which it often cannot do. Increasingly, overweighted boats get to certain points in the ride and bottom out, becoming stuck in the flume. Disneyland Resort spokesman Bob Tucker, ever the diplomat, told the paper that the problem is that there are layers and layers of fiberglass on the boat's bottoms where patches have been installed. Park officials told the paper they plan to close the ride for about 10 months.
Okay, now here's some park audio recorded November the 11th, the very first day of the Small World Holiday Overlay.
All right, we're standing in the line queue for the Small World Holiday Overlay. So I'll keep my mouth shut and let you listen.
Enjoy your holiday cruise around the world.
Welcome back, holiday cruise.
throughout your voyage, keeping your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the boat. And please watch your children. Thank you.
Is they're replacing all of the canals. As Americans are getting up in That's a new addition, but apparently they've added Dory and Nemo to the undersea part of the small world. The real tiny? I didn't see them. Moving what?
Mermaids.
Okay, they're under the moving mermaids. They're just a couple inches long. So, little tiny ones. So just watch next time you ride it. Yeah. They're sticking out of the wreath, you say? Yeah. So when you ride, watch for that.
Flounder and Dory.
Oh, it's Flounder and Dory? Okay. So we got hidden fish. No hidden Mickeys, we got hidden fish. I gotta say, the decorations at the very end of the ride aren't quite what I'm used to seeing from Disney. Bunch of piled up, glued together ornaments in the shape of Christmas trees. I think they could have done better with that. A little bit different color scheme on the lights this year. More of a pastel. So that's the 2007 edition of the Holiday Overlay. On with the rest of the show.
Missed it by that much.
Excuse me, sir, where are you going?
I'm going to punch George Bush in the face.
Okay, is he expecting you?
You are listening to the Podgeteer Podcast.
All right, well, we took our ride on the Small World Holiday Overlay, and it was good. I liked the lighting this year. It's got more of a pastel motif than it did last year, but it looks good. They didn't decorate the little characters that come out of the clock this year, and as my daughter noticed, they've got, actually it's Flounder and Dory. Underneath the mermaids there's a wreath. And coming out of the wreath, there's Flounder and Dory. So, see some hidden fishies. There are no hidden Mickeys, but we got hidden fishies.
That's how they decorated. Somebody was bored.
And then, at the very end of the ride, where they've got the cards and the decorations. Yeah, we can go that way. They built Christmas trees out of ornaments, and some of the ornaments have fallen off already. They're like laying on the ground, and it's just not up to Disney standards. But otherwise, it looks good. There's a few little added things. Every year they add a little touch here and there. There's one of the rooms, there's a big Christmas tree with candles on it, and you could actually smell the pine. I'm sure it's not a real tree. That'd be too much of a fire hazard. But they are apparently pumping in pine smell. I had read that they were going to have Alice in Wonderland shut down, and they definitely do. It's all cordoned off with a fantasy fence here. Keep anybody from looking inside. Let's see, what's the sign say here? It says, "Oh dear, it seems our path to Wonderland is closed today." Didn't say anything about when they're going to open it or anything. I'm sure there's something posted somewhere on our friends at Mouse Planet.
I can find that out.
Yeah, my daughter will find out, and I'll try to post it. But I'm sure it's already out there on Mouse Planet or one of the websites. What do they tell you? How do you find out? Do they post it in a...
They tell us every day.
What do you get, a newspaper, or they just verbally tell you?
A weekly thing.
Boy, there's still a lot of smoke from the fireworks. Or fog, one or the other.
Fantasmic.
It's pretty hazy.
Fantasmic.
Oh, it's fantasmic. That's one good thing about having my daughter be a cast member. She knows every damn thing.
Want to sit down there?
Yeah, that's a good idea. We're going to have a seat here. We'll rest for a couple seconds. Park closes in about 45 minutes. Outside of Wonderland, there, Alice in Wonderland being closed. I didn't see anything else shut down right now. But like I said, everything I hear tells me that the Small World's going to shut down after the first of the year, after the holiday is over with. And it's going to be down for about a year while they refit all the canals. They change them out and make them deeper. I don't know if they're going to put new boats in. I wouldn't imagine they would need to do that, but maybe they will while it's shut down. It's a nice evening. It's supposed to rain Sunday, but it's not raining right now. My daughter and I are sitting here next to the Matterhorn. She was just informing me that where the two cables come out up at the top of the Matterhorn, that there's actually a big door there that opens up. Imagine that's probably where Tinkerbell comes out of. I think it's a she now. Isn't it a she? You don't know? I know at one time it was a man doing Tinkerbell. Oh, anyway, at one time it was like a 70-year-old aerialist used to do it when it first started. And it's really Tinkerbell. Okay. That's right, my daughter's a cast member. She can't upset the magic. See, now, I like that. My daughter really buys into all of that, and she will not violate the rules. There's a couple little tired kids. They're just about out of gas. They're trying. They're trying to stay cheerful and happy, but boy, they're tired.
And his diapers
are really tight.
Saggy
diapers. I didn't want to hear about that. That's a little bit too much information, my dear daughter. This, by the way, is my daughter Allison that you keep hearing every once in a while. She's kind of shy about talking on the recording. But she's a cast member. She works at Main Street Stores. I think that's what they call it. What's it called? Is that what it's called? Okay. You can talk, dear. This recorder will not steal your soul. She's convinced it'll steal her soul if she talks. But every once in a while, she feeds me a little information and corrects me when I'm wrong. And she tells me lots of fun stories about the joyous and joyful people that come through Disneyland every day, making her life happier. And she's trying not to laugh. Because every once in a while, I guess towards the end of the day, somebody comes into the Emporium that's just a little grumpy. And wants to blame her for every problem they've had all day. But that, you gotta hand it to the cast members, though. Especially the ones that work in the Emporium. Because they get the brunt of everybody's bad day. And very seldom do I see any of them snap back, so you gotta give them a little round of applause. And my daughter's toenail's falling off. But besides that, she's having a great day. She almost fell down the stairs at the AMC movie. We went to see P2, Don't Bother. It was alright, but it wasn't worth $8.50. We got a cast member discount there at the AMC Theater at Downtown Disney, and we ate at a rainforest. I tell you, if you live out here in Southern California and you go to Downtown Disney anytime at all, go over to Rainforest Cafe and get one of their Safari Club cards. It costs $10, but they give you a $10 off coupon that's good for your next time, so it's really free. And I'll tell you, that's worth every penny. Because we'll come up there when there's a 2-hour wait, and I'll flash that Safari Club card, and we have never yet had to wait. They see this immediately. Even when, like I say, even when there's a huge line and people being quoted 2-hour wait times, they see this right then. So that's well worth the free price. And the food's good, too.
Ready?
That's definitely our favorite destination for food when we come here to Disneyland. Because even though it's expensive, it's cheaper than eating inside the park. Our favorite place inside the park is, what's it called? Plaza Garden?
Plaza Inn.
Plaza Inn. We like to eat there. And my daughter, though, loves the corn dog cart. Although the corn dogs aren't as good as they used to be. They're still pretty good, though. They overcook them. Just a little. One thing I gotta say for the park this year that's been better is not so many Le Cucarachas. We ran into quite a few of them last year, but this year not nearly as bad, so they've done a good job on that. I mean, that's pretty hard to do with as many crawl spaces and as much food and trash as they deal with here. It's pretty tough to keep them out. Well, this place is starting to empty out. It's about a half hour before closing time. Are you glad you brought your jacket?
You could actually speak, dear.
Oh, I said no.
No, you shook your head. Couldn't hear it rattle. They have all the camera positions, stages, decorations, and so forth set up because tomorrow Ryan Seacrest and so forth are going to do the Christmas special with the Christmas parade.
You didn't take 47,000 pictures of this.
Oh yeah, I have to pause this because I'm going to take a whole bunch of pictures of the stage on this end of the park and the pillars. So I'll be back.
This show has been brought to you by the wonderful folks at Toys Etc. Please visit their website at www.toysetc.com. That's TOYZETC.com.
Well, I think we're just about done here this evening. We're sitting in front of Town Hall here, City Hall. And the people are falling out of this place like it's on fire. So I think it's time that we did the same. So hope you enjoyed the park audio and the Small World Holiday overlay. Don't forget to look for the hidden fishies. And check out the website because we're going to have photos of all the stages and camera positions and so forth for the Christmas special that they're going to be filming here tomorrow with Ryan Seacrest. So you get to see some of the background stuff. So have yourself a magical Disney day, and we'll see you next time.
Here are this week's music selections from the PodSafe Music Network. Had a Plan, Had to Change It by Derek K. Miller. Thingamajig by the Baratones. And Weather and Travel by Andrew Pfaff. These songs may be found and downloaded from www.podshow.com. The PodSafe Music Network. Podcateer is in no way associated with the Walt Disney Company or any of its affiliates. This show is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial Share Alike 3.0 license. You may contact us either from our website at www.podcateer.com or by emailing us at podcateer@earthlink.net. If you liked what you heard this week, please leave a review for us on iTunes and subscribe to the show. Thank you for listening, and please join us here next week.
TTFN, ta-ta for now.